The United States and Britain increased pressure on Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe to step down, accusing him of presiding over the country's economic collapse, blamed for a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 1,000 people. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The 84-year-old Mugabe has ruled Zimbabwe since it gained independence from Britain in 1980. He refuses to leave office, even after March elections that have thrown the country into political deadlock between Mugabe and opposition political parties led by the Movement for Democratic Change. Once the breadbasket of southern Africa, Mugabe's policies of land and wealth redistribution have broken the economy, halting agricultural production and bringing millions of Zimbabweans to the point of starvation. The most basic medical supplies are impossible to find in much of the country, and infrastructure has basically collapsed. A cholera epidemic has killed more than 1,000 people since August and immediately threatens as many as 60,000 others. U.S. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack says it's time for Mugabe to step down.
He has destroyed the political system in Zimbabwe. He has destroyed the economy. He has created a humanitarian crisis in that country. And it simply can't go on.
McCormack is also calling on South Africa to take the lead in acting to end Mugabe's rule.
The fact of the matter is Robert Mugabe and those who are around him are still there in part because they still have the political support, or at the very least, countries have not come out and spoken out against Robert Mugabe and those around him and what they're doing to the country. So without that political support, it's hard to imagine that regime could continue in power.
The remarks come in the wake of a weekend statement from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Southern Africa, calling on neighboring South Africa and other regional powers to isolate Mugabe completely. The bishops called for South Africa's president, Kgalema Motlanthe, to stop immediately all collusion with Mugabe and to cut off any lifeblood that South Africa is offering him. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.